The color of your skin should never affect how you are treated. Police brutality is an international problem occurring mostly in the U.S. that involves racism and violence towards African-American men and women. Although there are laws in place against police brutality, it is a hard case for victims to fight because a policeman's job sometimes involves physicality in order to execute their assignment. Police brutality occurs when a police officer uses excessive force or to make unlawful arrests against African-American people that often did nothing wrong. The law that police brutality breaks is Section 1983 and also the Fourth Amendment. Every year, there are about 1,000 documented cases of police brutality in the U.S. alone, but for roughly every 1,000 cases, one policeman gets charged. Policemen are not a part of a union, but instead they are a part of a federation that protects them, but it is against the law for them to go on strike, since they must always be doing their jobs. At this time, I'd like to recognize Cop Block for their efforts towards fighting against police brutality and holding policemen accountable for their actions. One organization that has really made a difference in this crisis is the Black Lives Matter Foundation. They're an international movement for African Americans that fight against police brutality, protecting black people from violence and racism. Black Lives Matter has no specified headquarters and have no exact amount of members. They will take donations from anybody, but their main source of fundraising are liberal foundations. With the money that BLM, or Black Lives Matter, receives, they provide grants for organizations that help with movement of building resources and technical assistance. BLM has made a significant difference in police brutality with some remarkable numbers to show for it. Since the organization was formed in 2013, the percentage of black people killed by police compared to white people dropped by 6%. Black people make up 13% of the U.S. population, but account for 26% of brutality cases that occurred in 2015. Since then, that percentage has dropped to 20%, partly because of the Black Lives Matter movement, also known as BLM. To get involved in this organization, you can donate at their website or volunteer on their website to the BLM movement. To finish off our show today, I'd also like to recognize another organization that has really tried hard in this international crisis called Cop Watch for their similar but just as significant efforts towards police brutality as the Cop Block organization.